Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's Pomp and Joe on a Loser Monday. I want a simple yes or no. What's the gentleman's name back there, Limits, who's
Bob,
working with you?
Come on, Bob. You can't forget the name Bob.
Yeah, you're going to go by Robert. I'm going to go from Bob to Robert to Limits to me. Are the Steelers still going to win the AFC North, Bob? Yes or no?
No.
They're going to win the division?
No.
No. And I thought going into this game they would. Are the Steelers still going to make the playoffs, Bob? Yes or no?
Well, can I just have some elaboration? Okay.
No.
No. If they don't win the division, no.
Wow. Robert?
I don't think so.
Holy bird milk. Limits?
Yes.
Yes.
Two teams then?
Two.
Because you said no for the division.
Correct.
So you think two teams are coming from this division?
Yes, I do, Bob.
I don't.
I do.
I don't.
I mean, I'm not ultra confident at this point, but let's not pretend other teams don't have major issues
as well.
And I'll tell you what game might determine the third wild card is Buffalo coming here. Buffalo coming here. Anyway.
It's the stairway to the seventh seed, Joe.
I have some
stairway to the seventh seed.
I have some unbelievable numbers at the top of the hour, but let's go to our loyal listeners, Bob, shall we?
Sure.
Who do we got, Limits?
All right, very loyal and very active today. Jay in Columbus starts us off.
Jay, you're talking to Bob Pompiani.
And Joe Starkey and Robert in Austin.
How is it that it's Aaron Rodgers' fault that Mike Tomlin hired Matt Canada 2.0? I mean, he was running for his life last night. Yes, he played a bad game. But Arthur Smith is Matt Canada 2.0. Broderick Jones should have his name changed to Busk Jones. No innovation on the offense. This is Groundhog Day 2025 because the defense is going to collapse. You can't go three and out 20 times the defense beyond the field the entire team. I mean, even if they would have caught those two interceptions last night, they still would have got beat. And, you know, Mike Tomlin's the problem. They're talking Sean McDermott firing in Buffalo. I mean, Tomlin should be on the hot seat, and he should have been gone a while ago. They aren't making the playoffs, and this team is not good, and it's Mike Tomlin's fault.
To elaborate on your play calling thing, I thought, as I said, I just thought it was just mundane pretty much all game long. But really, when they got to the goal line, when they eventually turned the ball over on downs, I thought those three plays right there were plays I didn't like and also plays that Aaron Rodgers kind of bailed on. One was that, you know, the first thing to Metcalf, and Rodgers saw there was a guy right in his way, so he just spiked the ball into the ground. The next one was Gainwell, who was open, but because of the pressure, he overthrew him. And then the third one was the fade to Metcalf, which was double covered, and he was double covered all day. So it's a combination of everything, to be honest, Joe. But the play calling is a problem when it looks like this, I think.
The play calling, the design of the offense, and I mean, we've been talking about this for, what, 5 years, 6 years? Like, toward the end of Ben's career, the question was always, is this about the offensive line? Like, they can't hold up enough for him to get the ball down the field? Is he simply not accurate down the field or doesn't want to? Does he not want to be hit anymore? I thought last night we saw a little bit of that with Rodgers. Or is it the design of the offense? Like, why does this pass game lack explosion? And you want to throw in the receivers in this case as well. It's got to be something, a little bit of everything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But to me, what stood out last night was A, Rodgers was horrible, and B, look at some of the plays from behind again, from those views from behind. There's nobody open.
Yeah, it's really true. I mean,
down the field.
There were guys at times open, and he didn't see them or got rid of the ball quickly to avoid pressure. So sometimes that is a combination that results in an incompletion. But, you know, you just got to make better throws. I thought largely this was his worst game, and he had some guys, but he didn't put the ball where he needed to. And the other times, most of the time, they weren't running free. There were going to be coverage and challenges, and then you risk turnovers.
One of the worst games of his career, actually, statistically. Yeah. I'll give him a bad game. I will. I think he's been good to very good this season.
But that key situation at the goal line, it was 15-3. If they score there, it's 15-10 with 12 minutes left in the game.
Right.
And they just couldn't do it at all. Well, and Jaylen Warren's not in the game.
You take your best player off the field. Whatever package you're running, that makes no sense. So I'm not sure how Mike Tomlin could justify that. He got awfully snappy after the game when somebody said, should you run more? And he said, you know, we didn't convert enough third downs. We didn't have enough snaps.
Well, that's true. They were 0-for-9 until the very end.
Well, yeah, how about
end?
Running the ball more so you have easier third downs to convert, Bob? How about not?
Guys, like 0-for-9 or 10 on third down, you're not going to have enough snaps. Like, we've been over that discussion a lot.
Okay.
Next.
Next would be, why is he not on the field on third down? Maybe he would convert more if he was, because he's unbelievable once he gets the ball in his hands. Secondly, why in the world would you bring in Caleb Johnson in a tight game like that when you're in the shadow of your own goal line in the first half and give him back-to-back carries? It's just so he can defend that. That's a fair point that he made, but there's way more to it than just that. Next.
Here is Joe. Joe.
Hi, Joe. Joe. Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Bob. Hey, Austin.
Boy, Doran's kid grew up in a hurry. Look at this, JoJo.
What's up?
Well, I'm almost 40, but I got to say, I've never seen parody like this in the NFL. Do you remember, like, week one when Kansas City was playing the Chargers in Brazil? And Justin Herbert had a great game, and it's like, oh, here we go. Here comes the rest of the AFC West with Denver and the Chargers, and then maybe it's the Bills who are ascending and they can't find traction. And then by default, because the entire league is just decimated, it's maybe it's the Steelers' time. But no one can find traction. And then the biggest thing for me is scheming. It's like we watched the first half. I know it's about Jimmy's and Joe's, but what is the coaching staff doing differently? What are they discussing at halftime? Let's just keep doing the same thing and run the ball three times in the cloud of dust type of stuff. Like it seems like we are out schemed. If Kyle Shanahan played the Steelers 17 times, we might win 5. Like it's perplexing to me that we just don't make those adjustments when we know what we have and we need to play to our abilities.
Bob, why do they keep getting, thank you for the call. Why do they keep getting outplayed so badly in the second halves of games?
Well, I don't know, but that's certainly, especially when you look at the Green Bay game more than any game. That was they were up by 9, had everything going their way. They got the second half kickoff at home. You think that was over, and then all of a sudden it changed dramatically. I looked at their third quarter possessions here on offense. Right off the bat, the Chargers got the ball, and there was an Alex Highsmith sack, so they punted right to the Steelers.
Yeah.
Warren hurdles plus 13 yards, Warren plus 5, Warren plus 2. So it's third down and 2, and they go back to pass. There's no time, he gets sacked.
You're allowed to give it to Warren there.
That's what I said. So then the next time here, Rodgers bounce pass, Warren plus 6, Rodgers incomplete punt.
Yeah, and remember the second
half. What was his yards per carry average, Warren, just out of curiosity? It had to be near 5.
He had 14 for 70, so whatever that is.
Okay, it's pretty healthy.
He was even in the first half.
If you factor it out.
Yeah, even in the first half, it was over 4.
Yeah, I just, I would just identify who were really playing well and keep feeding the ball to whomever that may be. And in this case, it was him, and it's been him.
Man, I think there have been games where it's just their best bet. Even the Cincy game where Rodgers kind of exploded on that defense. The next day, some of us were saying that was great, and it was fun to watch, and it certainly wasn't the offense's fault. On the other hand, was the best path toward victory that night lining up and just running the ball and keeping it away from Flacco and winning the game, 32-30 or something like that. You know what I mean, Bob?
Right.
And then Green Bay, go look at Green Bay, the first series and early in the second half in that game. You said the game fell apart in the second half. We all remember that. Our friend Guy Lafleur at halftime said, we know the Steelers are going to come out running the ball in the second half, except they didn't. They've ignored Jaylen Warren too much. He's averaging 14 carries a game, for God's sakes.
And
it should be at least 20.
Not just
running. It should be 25.
But the best pass combination last night was, in advance of that four down, turn the ball over at the goal line, was Jaylen Warren on a pass play, screen pass 25 yards, where he just exploded down the sidelines. So, I mean, he's very good at that, and I just would continue to highlight him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.